Yeah, hey Nick, there's a lot of buzz out there about Tom Brady's contract situation. So I guess I'd ask you, first of all, if it's a priority to get all the contract situations that are going to be settled squared away before the season opener, and or if that's the ideal thing to do, is to get everything done so the team can focus on the season when it starts.
Right. You know, as far as anything that's reported, I don't really think I have anything to add. I mean, there's nothing new to report on our end. Like we do with everything contract related, you know, that remains between the players and the representatives in the club. You know, just as far as from a player's perspective, I think the most important thing going into the season or going into the opening game, you know, that the player's focus is on the game and on the opponent. It's a pretty formidable opponent that we're going to face. So I think that's where the player's focus is. That's where the coach's focus is. And I think collectively as an organization, that's what we're focused on, is starting the season, getting off on the right foot against a good team, and kind of, you know, start to move in the right direction. So I think that's probably where we are right now.
In your experience, when a player, you know, let's say a Pro Bowler, franchise-type player, when he gets a deal to stay long-term, whether it's Brady or whether it's anyone else, is that something that the other players can notice, that, you know, can they sort of use that to, you know, knowing that a guy is going to be here for the long term and kind of use that going forward?
I mean, I think you'd have to ask the player or players in this situation. I think the most important thing from a team perspective is that everybody has the right mindset and everybody is focused on the same goal, which is to win, and which is to play well, and which is to prepare to play well. So I think from the players, and you can ask them directly, but just from my perspective, the way we look at it is, you know, how the players work together during the year, where their focus is, how they are during the week, and how they prepare. And if everybody does their job, then, you know, hopefully we'll have a good chance to win some games. And that's what the mindset is.
Well, Nick, you were Randy's position coach, and I don't know if you saw the comments that he made, but he said yesterday that he felt unwanted in New England, and I just kind of want to get your reaction, and if you're a little surprised that he'd say something like that based on your own experience with him.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, I coached Randy. I was with him for the entire season, and my experience with Randy has been nothing but positive. He brings a unique perspective from a football standpoint. He's a very smart football player. I mean, he's seen just about everything, you know, every coverage thrown at him in the book. And he understands football. He understands what we're trying to do. He understands what other teams are trying to do. And, you know, he's good around his teammates. He's very insightful. You know, he was great to deal with on my end. So, I mean, I think the most important thing, you know, with any player is that they prepare themselves for the season. In my experiences with Randy, it was certainly positive, just dealing with him on a one-on-one sort of day-to-day basis.
Would you agree, even at 33, that he really, if he was sitting in the draft, even at the age of 33, Nick, he'd probably be a pretty blue-chip recruit?
He'd probably be one of the oldest rookies in the league. I mean, if you look at just what he's done, he's been very productive since he's been here, and he keeps himself in great shape. You know, he's prepared, he's in condition, and that manifests itself on the field when he's out there playing and practicing. And I think it was pretty apparent during training camp, you know, he's still performing at a high level. So, I mean, we're excited that he's a part of this team. There's no question about it. You know, we expect him to help our team to win games this year.
Nick, considering you guys drafted two tight ends, I think it's safe to say you probably scouted maybe a couple more. Was Gresham a guy you looked at, you thought maybe you'd have a chance at, and what scouting report did you have on him?
Yeah, sure. There were quite a few tight ends, you know, that we evaluated, you know, at that position. There's a lot of players at other positions. But I think the thing with Gresham, just relative to Gronkowski, the similarities were that neither one of them played football in 2009. You know, they were both coming off some type of injury. In Gresham's case, it was a knee. Gronkowski, you know, whatever his situation was. So, you know, you're talking about two players that didn't necessarily play in 2009. So, you know, you have to do your homework. In Jermaine's junior year, I believe, he was very productive. He's a big target. He runs well. He catches the ball well. So, you know, he was a good player. I mean, there's no question about it, and I think he's shown in the preseason that he's been a good player. And obviously, you know, with Gresham or even Gronkowski or Hernandez for that matter, I mean, it's a whole new ball game now when you get into the regular season. You know, when teams are preparing week to week, they're studying you a little bit more intently, you know, looking for whatever their perceived strengths or weaknesses may be. So I think, you know, that all three of those players have had good preseasons, but I think the most important thing is how they perform once a regular season gets going against good people on a week-to-week basis.
Nick, you mentioned your positive experiences with Randy. Would you like to see him in New England beyond this season?
We're glad he's here for the game on Sunday, and that's what we're worried about. And, you know, he's going to help our football team, I'm sure, and that's what we're focused on right now.
Nick, you guys have had a situation where you've obviously released some of your draft picks, and some have wound up on other teams, you know, Larson and Welsh and et cetera. Do you have a reaction to that? Is that disappointing when another team picks it up, or once you release him, do you know that that's always a possibility, or how do you kind of view that when that happens?
Sure, yeah, you understand the circumstances. I think any time we bring a player into the program, you know, we bring him in for a reason, and our goal is to work with as many players and develop as many players as possible. And, you know, when you go, especially this time of the year, I mean, there's a lot of things that happen this weekend in particular. And, you know, when you release players, you know, you understand what the circumstances may be. But the way we look at it is, you know, you're juggling a roster. You're trying to manage a number of different things. Every situation kind of plays off one another. And then, the way we look at it, there's 61 players that are on our roster. You know, there's 53 that are on the active roster, 8 on the practice squad. But those players are really no different. All 61 players are kind of in the same boat. They're all eligible to play every week. And we don't look at it any differently. So, you know, when we bring a player into the system, into our program, it's because we want to work with them, we want to develop them, and that certainly hasn't changed, and that won't change. So, you know, unfortunately, a situation comes up where you lose a player, like in Larson's instance, he ends up in Tampa Bay. You know, it's unfortunate. You know, we like Ted, we like working with him, but that's the way the system works at times. So, you know, we try to control it and manage it the best we can. You know, but our goal is to develop and work with as many players as we can, and there's a reason that they're here, and so that's, you know, just the way it unfolds sometimes.
I was just going to quick ask a Darnell Jenkins question. Do you you really enjoy a story like either he or Dane Fletcher or some of the guys who go undrafted, you bring along, and then they really pay off through the course of the offseason?
Yeah, you know, Tom, it's a tribute to the players, you know, to their approach and their work ethic. You know, when they come in that situation, you know, the deck is stacked against them, so to speak. But, you know, those players, Darnell, you know, we had him last year. I want to say it was like towards the end of the year we brought him in. But, you know, he worked hard. He had a good off-season program. He improved. You know, he carried that over into training camp. So, you know, it's encouraging when a player – like that, you know, develops, and a lot of that too. The kid has ability, and those players have ability, and they have the right mindset, and they understand what we're trying to accomplish. So, I mean, it's a credit and a tribute to them and to the coaching staff for working with them and developing them, and the goal is for them to continue to improve. I mean, it certainly doesn't stop here. You know, you want to see that improvement continue. So, I mean, I think those are two examples. I'm sure there's a number of other examples on our team or on other teams in the league where that happens.
Let's take one final question.
When do guys like Dane Fletcher and Kyle Love go from being, you know, two of a mess of undrafted free agents to guys you start to say maybe they could make the team? Like, for these guys, when do you start to realize maybe these guys could actually be on the roster?
Yeah, it's hard to pinpoint exactly when that is. I think really what happens is, you know, when they first came here in May, you get them in a program and you start working with them, and then you just see how they develop. You know, they have the spring camps. I mean, their timetable is a little bit limited relative to a veteran player who has been in the off-season program for the duration of the spring. So, I mean, as soon as you get here, you start working with them and you see how they progress. Some different players, progress at different levels. So it all is really contingent upon a player's performance and what he does with his opportunities. Everyone's given the same opportunities, and what they do with those opportunities, I mean, it's up to them. So they were able to take advantage of their opportunities, and they're in the position that they're in, you know, as it stands today.